Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, March 11th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:31. I'm Brent Allen. Showers are gone, but for how long? Your full forecast is just a few moments away. We are currently sitting at 39 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. It was a big night for Oppenheimer at the Academy Awards last night. It took home the Oscar for Best Picture and Best Director for Christopher Nolan. Cillian Murphy won for Best Actor, with Robert Downey Jr. winning for Best Supporting Actor. Here he is accepting his award.
I'd like to thank my terrible childhood and the Academy in that order.
The movie won 7 awards in total out of its 13 nominations. Emma Stone won for Best Actress for Poor Things. Divine Joy Randolph winning Best Supporting Actress for The Holdovers. Sebastopol police will be on the Annalee High School campus this week in response to a non-credible threat of violence against the school. Saturday, the department was informed about a possible threat of gun and other violence against the high school. After a thorough investigation, it was determined not to be credible. But to ensure the safety of students and faculty, officers will be on campus all week. The announcement was sent to students and staff and posted on the Sebastopol Police Department's Facebook page. The former site of the Hilton Hotel in Santa Rosa finally has a proposed plan for redevelopment from the property's new owners. Radiate Hospitality acquired the land in September and now is proposing a smaller hotel than the 230 rooms the Hilton had before burning in the 2017 Tubbs fire. The plan calls for renovating the 108 rooms that survived the fire and adding 50 new rooms. A sign on the property partially details the plan, but the public can get a full look at the proposal at a public meeting tonight at City Hall at 5 p.m. A family of three from Santa Rosa is incredibly lucky to be alive today after surviving a plane crash in Mendocino County, thanks to their plane being equipped with a parachute. The Cirrus SR-22 took off from Shelter Cove Airport Friday afternoon. Shortly into the flight, the engine lost power. The pilot and his wife, who were both 38 years old, and their 2-year-old girl were the only ones on board. The decision was made to deploy the parachute, and the plane descended into a heavily wooded area. All three were able to escape without injury once the plane finally fell from the trees to the ground. An investigation into the crash is underway, as well as plans to remove the wreckage. Conspiracy theories about Princess Kate's whereabouts have been given new fuel after several major photo agencies pulled an image of the Princess of Wales that she shared on Instagram Sunday. The family photo showed Kate sitting on a chair surrounded by her children. But upon closer inspection, the image was deemed to have been digitally manipulated by the princess herself, leading to the photo being removed. She has not been seen in public since Christmas Day and is reportedly still recovering from abdominal surgery. Disney is seeking approval from local officials to expand its California theme parks over the next 4 decades. The proposal would not increase the company's geographic footprint in Anaheim, but would allow for new attractions on unused spaces, including a large parking lot. Disney officials say there isn't room to build new immersive experiences in its California theme parks without these changes. The plan would require Disney to invest $1.9 billion in theme park-related offerings in the next decade. 735 KZST, we need an update on Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we'll say hello once again to CHP Officer Shane Young. Hello, Shane. How are the roads?
Good morning. We have slowdowns on US 101 southbound starting near Castania. There is also a 2-vehicle crash at Old Redwood Highway in Mark West Springs. There's no injuries reported for that one. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
We're celebrating Silvera's 70th year serving Sonoma County.
And we have a gift for you.
Hi, I'm Scott Silvera.
And I'm Denise Silvera.
Of Silvera GMC in Healdsburg.
And Silvera Chevrolet in Sonoma.
For 3 generations, Silvera's priority has always been about making a positive contribution to Sonoma County.
So, to celebrate 70 years, SilveraAutos.com is sponsoring on-air public service announcements like this one.
In true St. Patrick's Day spirit, this 5K encourages everyone to dress and green. There's even a costume contest after the race. Also, please visit the Santa Rosa Water Booth to learn how to save water during Fix-A-Leak Week. The 5K is a fundraiser for the Santa Rosa Recreation and Park Scholarship Fund. Learn more at fleetfeetsantarosa.com.
Post your nonprofit PSA for a youth or senior citizen event, family or community event at
KZST.com and click on Contact Us.
Then be listening.
And together,
let's build an even better Sonoma County.
Introducing the community to a new generation of lawyers at Empire College of Law.
Becoming a lawyer has always been a dream of mine. Having the ability to help other people when they're facing a really tough decision is something that I value, and it's something that I am very passionate about. You having a role that betters this community is empowering. With all those skills that you learn in law school, you then have the ability to help the community.
Visit EmpireCollegeOfLaw.org.
Pluto TV is free. Just download the app. Pluto TV, stream now, pay never. In sports, a report this morning says Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson will sign this week with the Pittsburgh Steelers, ending his two-year stint in Denver. And the Warriors are in San Antonio today to take on the Spurs. Your forecast, overnight rain is gone. The rest of the day, partly to mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, though, we cloud things up and rain does come back in the overnight hours. One final system. Overnight lows in the 40s with that rain. Morning rain tomorrow, clearing to mostly to partly cloudy skies in the afternoon. But some great news. We then go dry for Wednesday through the weekend. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. With the good comes the bad. The Razzies were handed out last night, the awards for the worst movies of the year. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey swept all of its categories it was nominated for with the Razzies. Worst picture, worst screenplay, worst director, worst remake or sequel, and worst on-screen couple for Pooh and Piglet. Worst actress went to Megan Fox, and worst actor went to John Voight. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
Backlash of somebody's lack of love. Or you can start speaking up. Nothing's gonna hurt you. Settle me through skin, kept on the inside, no sunlight, sometimes.
Sonoma County's KZST. Good Monday morning. It is 7:42, 39 degrees, some fog out there. Up next, hot topic of the morning.
Work in our schools and make a difference in the lives of young people. Learn more at the Sonoma County Office of Education Job Fair, Saturday morning, March 16th from 8:30 to 11:30 at 5340 Sky Lane Boulevard near the airport. Sonoma County schools need teachers, administrators, and counselors. Classified employees, including administrative assistants, IT support, and maintenance and custodial staff are also invited. For information or to register, visit SCOE.org. SCOE.org.
The Sonoma County Legal Line can provide you with answers to your legal questions regarding family law from Elisa Ehrlich and her team.
My husband is leaving, and he says he's entitled to half my retirement savings. Is that true?
My wife and I are getting divorced. How do I make sure that I can keep seeing my kids?
Divorce can be emotionally devastating and legally confusing. Hi, I'm Elisa Ehrlich, certified legal specialist in family law. I have 25 years experience with child custody, divorce, support, and property division. We'll help you with the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership and get you through it with compassion and understanding, all while protecting your legal rights.
How do I protect myself and my kids and make sure we have enough money to live on during the separation and divorce process?
Elisa Ehrlich and her team will guide you through the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership with compassion and understanding, always protecting your legal rights. Real answers from the law offices of Elisa Ehrlich. Find out if you actually need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to SonomaCountyLegalLine.com.
The Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport offers a convenient, hassle-free travel experience. With quick and easy check-in, on-site parking, and direct flights to 11 destinations, your vacation starts sooner. Skip the Bay Area traffic. Fly STS. Book your next trip at flysts.com.
100.1 KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio for Hot Topic. Good morning, Brent.
Morning to you. Happy Monday.
Yay. Not really.
I know.
Well, as usual, if you would like to chime in on our conversation, call us here in the studio, 707-284-1000. And what else could be today's hot topic but the Academy Awards? The 96th annual Oscars aired last night from the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. We're going to break it down for you. I do want to mention the two local watch parties here in Sonoma County, the big ones. There was a huge one at the Rialto Cinemas in Sebastopol, and the Raven Theater in Healdsburg also had a party. So pretty cool thing. So we're going to break it down for you. Brent and I saw the show, and of course, you've been reporting on it all morning long. What else is there? But quick recap for you in terms of the winners. Oppenheimer just crashed. Oh, yeah. They had so many trophies. 7 out of 13. Is that right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. 7 out of 13, including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actor for Cillian Murphy. Emma Stone picked up Best Actress for Poor Things. Robert Downey Jr. earned Best Supporting Actor for Oppenheimer. And Divine Joy Randolph won Best Supporting Actress in Holdovers. Haven't seen that. I want to. Jimmy Kimmel hosted, and one of the weirdest moments involved actor John Cena. Brent, did you see this?
I did.
Oh, my God.
All of it.
Oh, yep. You saw all of it. That's true. He presented the Best Costume Design Award in his birthday suit. All he had with him was his presenter envelope strategically placed beneath his stomach, and professed how important costumes are, saying they may be the most important thing of all. John Cena standing there pretty much in the nude.
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, it took a while for Oppenheimer to start getting the awards. At first, it seemed like Poor Things was going to win everything last night.
They did win a couple, too.
They cleaned up early, yeah. Some of the other things you might have missed, apparently Vanessa Hudgens is pregnant. She revealed that on the red carpet before the show.
She looks good, but she's big. She's got that baby bump.
Yeah. She was wearing all black, and you couldn't really tell till she turned sideways. And it's like, oh, there's something else there. I see. Okay.
Absolutely.
One of my favorites, Godzilla Minus One. They've made 37 Godzilla movies. First time it got nominated, and it actually won for Best Visual Effects. And in tribute, they all had these special shoes that looked like Godzilla feet. Some carried little Godzilla figurines also.
Awesome. Saw that. That was incredible.
Very cool. Very cool. A lot of the celebrities wore red pins to call attention for a ceasefire in Gaza. And then I think the biggest moment, Ryan Gosling's performance of I'm Just Ken.
Amazing. Blew my mind.
Crushed it. Had Slash up there playing guitar with him. Actually, a bunch of people on stage. Kind of a sing-along little thing. Ryan in all pink, Slash in all black. The other scene stealer was Messy the dog from the movie Anatomy of a Fall. They showed him sitting there very obediently, just sitting there in his chair.
He was good. He was a good boy. Very good boy.
He looked like he was paying a lot more attention than some of the celebrities were. And then Emma Stone, apparently she missed out on one of the award presentations for Poor Things because she went to the bathroom and they wouldn't let her back in.
Absolutely. Whoops.
I missed that part. That's interesting.
She did not realize that she was up next. Her movie was. Now, it wasn't for her award, but for the actual whole one, the whole movie. Yeah, she missed it. They wouldn't let her back in because once you leave and they're in the middle of it, they don't let you back in.
So, you're the seat filler people that are sitting there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Brent, did you see this more Emma Stone drama? She also had a wardrobe malfunction after winning her own award for Best Actress. The back of her dress.
I heard about that. Apparently ripped
down the back. And so as she was heading to the stage, she ended up getting it fixed after.
Oh, that's good.
I guess they have a seamstress back there, backstage. Jimmy Kimmel. Let's talk about Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah. You know, he's getting mixed reviews. I thought he was good. Did you catch the roast, the Donald Trump review?
I did not. I had toddled off to bed by that point in time.
Well, apparently, former President Donald Trump did a review on social media, and Mr. Jimmy Kimmel read it live in front of everyone. So Trump mentioned in his text that Kimmel was the worst Academy Awards host ever. Get off the stage. He was terrible. Kimmel thanked him for at least watching the show and ended saying, "Isn't it past your jail time?"
Oh,
yeah. Mixed crowd there.
I think in general, he did a pretty good job.
I do, too. And also, I'm reading a lot of that the show was boring. And there were some moments. I mean, the show is always long.
Yeah.
Always long, even though it started early.
I know.
But it really didn't. It started early, but it was 10 minutes late. So I thought we would do this, Brent. We have a very special song I'm going to play for actor John Cena. As we talked about, the presenter of the night, he walked out on stage in his birthday suit with nothing on at all, but a well-placed information envelope covering his lower body area. So, John, this is for you. No explanation needed on KZST.
Blue jean baby, LA lady, seamstress for the band, pretty eye. Smile, you marry a music man, ballerina. You must have seen her dancing in the sand. Now she's in me. Freaks out in the street.
Sonoma County's KZST. Let's get a check on the commute right now with CHP Officer Shane Young in Arona Park Studio. Good morning. How's traffic?
Good morning. We have slowdowns on US 101 southbound near Castania. We also have commute traffic starting northbound from golf course to college. No accidents or other incidents to report this time. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZSC.
United Way of the Wine Country is once again offering a safe and easy way to file your 2023 tax returns for free. If your combined household income in 2023 was around $79,000, you may be eligible to meet with a United Way tax pro to file your tax returns for free, or arrange to drop off your tax documents at one of our secure tax sites and let our skilled pros do the rest. Schedule your appointment by dialing 211. Let United Way pros prepare and file your federal and state tax returns for free to get your best tax refund possible. Extra credits like the California Earned Income Tax Credit and Young Child Tax Credit add even more dollars to your refund if you qualify. You do not have to be a U.S. citizen to file. United Way offers free ITIN tax filing assistance as well. Dial 211 to speak with an operator or go to UnitedWayWineCountry.org for more details. Working together, we are united for good.
You have a beautiful home.
Style.
Now, make it your dream home.
Inspired.
With custom hardwood floors.
Timeless.
In Santa Rosa, for over 30 years, Floortex Design is a trusted source for discerning tastes. The design experts at Floortex Design can transform your space with the best quality solutions customized to your vision. At Floortex, you will have access to curated collections, including sought-after classics, contemporary brands, and access to collections you won't find anywhere else.
Daring.
Custom hardwoods and luxury vinyl plank flooring. One-on-one personal service from start to finish. And white glove professional installations. Come to the beautiful Floortex Design Showroom and you'll see a clean, organized space with premium products. Meet the designers and begin the transformation you've dreamed about. No interest financing available. Floortex Design on Santa Rosa Avenue at Todd Road. Online at floortexdesign.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. John Buzza. You know I was the first to bring sedation dentistry to Sonoma County? What you may not know is that I'm one of the very few dentists that provide conscious IV sedation dentistry in the North Bay. What that means, before I start working on your teeth, I put you into a nice, comfortable slumber. There's no pain, but you can still give me feedback on how you're feeling. And when the procedure's over, you have no memory of what happened. You just took a long nap. It's a game changer for people who are fearful of dental care. Just imagine, miraculously, having the smile you've always wanted without the fear of dental pain. You won't feel a thing. If you or somebody you know would like to learn more about IV sedation dentistry, give my awesome team a call. They'll set up an appointment with me, and you can learn about what our patients are saying. You can find us and make an appointment at SantaRosaDentist.com. That's SantaRosaDentist.com.
100.1 KZST.
Leave your dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price. You know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more. Just screw it up in these trying times. We're not trying. So get the headlights. Summer's a knife. I'm always waiting for you just to cut to the bone. Devils roll the dice. Angels roll their eyes. And if I bleed, you'll be the last to know.
Heaven.
Well, good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, March 11th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8 a.m. I'm Brent Allen. Overnight rain is gone. Now we have some pretty thick fog this morning, currently sitting at 40 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Oppenheimer was the big winner last night at the Oscars, taking home 7 awards in total, including Best Picture and Best Director. Emma Stone won Best Actress in somewhat of a surprise over at Lily Gladstone. And then there was all of the other stuff. The show started late due to protesters. John Cena walking out basically naked, handing out the award for Best Costume. Of course, he has the body to pull it off. And Ryan Gosling gave an amazing performance singing I'm Just Ken with assistance from Slash in a guitar solo. Billie Eilish and her brother gave a beautiful rendition of What Was I Made For, which later won Best Original Song.